We all think of bald eagles as fish-eating raptors, but more and more they've developed a taste for venison. Every time I've driven back and forth between Duluth and Ithaca this year, I've seen at least two eagles feeding on road-killed deer along Highway 53 in Wisconsin. The eagles have adjusted to traffic in one way. They pay no attention to cars roaring past at well above the 65 miles per hour speed limit. But their huge wingspan makes it difficult for them to maneuver safely getting down to those deer in the first place. I can think of at least four times that I've had to brake or quickly change lanes to avoid hitting them, and at least once an eagle came within inches of my windshield, took my breath away in both the good way and the bad way. On major roads, eagles do expect the cars to keep going, so you're virtually never going to have a good photo op if you pull over, unless you give the bird a lot of space and use a very long lens. My dear friend Lisa Johnson and a friend of hers had a close encounter of the eagle kind this weekend. They came upon a huge young bald eagle eating a dead deer along the side of our road, and just as they were driving through, an adult eagle flew in, barely missing their car. Now, eagles have as much as an 8-foot wingspan, just inches less than the maximum legal width of a semi-tractor trailer truck, and considerably bigger than the Neon Lisa and her friend were in. But the heaviest Alaskan bald eagle females, as big as eagles get in the natural world, weigh only about 14 pounds, about what my little dog Photon weighs. The weight is considerably smaller than that of a Neon, and really isn't much at all considering the huge wingspan, but it's plenty enough at 65 miles per hour to do a lot of damage to both the car and the eagle. Fortunately, evasive action by both the driver and the bird prevented a tragic end for anyone, but this is the kind of scary encounter that we'd all just as soon avoid. Despite the disruption, the eagle flew straight in to join the young eagle at the veritable venison feast. Apparently, eagles don't lose their appetites in the aftermath of these close encounters. But that's when Lisa's friend made his mistake. He pulled over for a better look. Eagles would far rather deal with speeding cars than even the slowest moving humans. So both birds took off and landed in a nearby tree. They sat on the same branch, making the size difference between them obvious. When baby eagles leave the nest, they're invariably heavier than both their parents, and their wingspan is larger because their flight feathers are the longest they'll ever be. Apparently, nature has furnished baby eagles with the flying equivalent of training wheels. Their wings are a bit clumsier and slower than they'll be as their more streamlined adult flight feathers molt in, but help keep them up as they're learning to negotiate the sky. In Lisa's photo, the body size of the young bird was so much larger than the adult that I suspect the young one was a female and the adult a male. As is the case with almost all raptors, female bald eagles are significantly larger than males. I'll be posting Lisa's photos of the two side-by-side birds on my webpage later today, just in case you'd like to see the size difference. Eventually, the humans drove off, and presumably the eagles went back to their dinner. It's lovely when our lives intersect those of eagles, at least when they don't intersect too closely. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.